All men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
If liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear.
Make America great again.
The Big Mac.
Welcome back to the Big Mig Show. This is what we do. We're rambling behind the scenes back in the green room with our guest, Ivan Raiklin, the Deep State Marauder. But of course, you know, on this show, tip of the spear, if liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear. This show won't be any different. You may hear a lot of things you don't want to hear. Obviously, sometimes you might think we're the carriers of bad news, but you know we're going to make it fun along the way. It isn't that it's bad news. It's because it's the truth. Because we're going to plan to give you the evidence, the receipts, the sauce, the right guess. We're going to educate you. And through that education, hopefully, we're going to unify the country. Because at the end of the day, you see what's going on. Hopefully, at this point, you're not only watching mainstream media, CNN, MSNBC. You're watching places like Rumble, Locals, X, and other social media hotspots where you can get current news, the real truth. George, my friend, I want to thank the sponsors first, and we've got some big news tonight. We've got a new sponsor, not a new sponsor, sponsor that's come back online. These guys have been around, but they've been rebranding.
Sorry, Rat Dog, sorry. He went out of order. Go ahead.
I did go out of order because I'm excited, George, and sometimes we got to throw a curveball to Rat Dog in the chat room on Rumble.
You're going
to
get bit. You're going to get bit.
Gather round, and let me tell you about the most American thing to grace your taste buds since apple pie.
New shirt,
original
baby, new
glory,
shirt.
American Pilsner. It's the beer that George Washington would have raised in a toast to freedom had he been a little less busy with that whole founding a country thing. Picture this, you're lounging on a sunny afternoon, the smell of barbecue in the air, and you take that first crisp, refreshing sip of original Old Glory American Pilsner. Suddenly, you're transported to a world of red, white, and blue. Fireworks, bald eagles soaring overhead, and a soundtrack of Bruce Springsteen, although I'm not always positive about Bruce Springsteen. You know me, I like a little rap. Maybe Lynyrd Skynyrd. This beer is the embodiment of the American dream, bold, free, and absolutely irresistible. Now, you might be thinking, what makes this beer so special? Well, my friend, it's in the ingredients. The original Old Glory American Pilsner is brewed with the finest American hops and barley. American made, giving it a flavor that's as unique as the land of the free. It's like taking a sip of history.
Lance, I know you
kick.
I know you love the beer and the name, but I have to just help you out with a small correction. It is now Original Glory Beer. It's the OG of beers. Original Glory Beer.
Original Old Glory.
No,
yes, you're right.
No. Original Glory Beer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I stand corrected, George. I'll take that correction. You're right.
Damn right, you will.
And I won't just take your word for it. And you don't want to take my word for it or George's word for it. You're going to want to grab this product. But the good news is you got a chance to get on the ground floor. George, tell them about what they can do to get involved with this product, Original Glory.
Let's see. They are doing us crowdfunding because they're revamped everything, the whole process with the name. Lance is drunk, they said. I'm sorry.
I might have tipped back a few. You never know.
Oh, man. Please say no. Don't do it to me, guys. I can't.
No, I'm only drunk on Beard Vet caffeine coffee.
Yeah, he'll have a beer at night and some Beard Vet coffee in the morning. And who's going to suffer the whole time? George. It just is what it is, you know? What are you going to do? So, they're looking for people to help invest in the company, to help build it, because they had to revamp a few things. The link's in the chat. It's WeFunder. I will put the link up in the edited version in a more section. You will see they raised a significant amount of money, but they're still trying to get to their goal. So if you all can help out, be part of the company, you can own part of the company, have a little stock in it too. What's better than having stock in American made? American made.
Looks like a great deal too. OG. The return is amazing. They're suggesting, OG. Of course, they can't guarantee a return.
OG. That's what it is. OG.
OG.
All OG's glory. Now. Yeah, so get on with it. Go there. I already bought some. I invested some. Why not?
And of course, as always, our regular sponsors, BeardVet.com, BeardVet Coffee, BeardVet Tactical, BeardVet Energy Drink. Great products, great company, American owned. I love what they're doing, Parallel Economy, and they're great people. Once you get to know them and you're part of the family, they are amazing to work with. We love it. We want to go long-term, and don't forget to use the promo code, TheBigMig, all caps, because they want to make sure that we're doing the promotion. We're not an affiliate, but we want them to know that we're going to fight for them and have a successful company. A lot of competition in the coffee market, but you can get the 2.5-pound bag for $24.99. That's grind yourself, or you can get these amazing Keurigs. They've got all kinds of other products. Get over there, beardvet.com. And of course, Sea of Mud, patriotic apparel for the whole family. Beanies, hats, coffee cups, tumblers, you name it, they've got it. Get over there. They've got the, obviously, the Big Mig swag. Big Mig swag. Get over there, short sleeve, long sleeve, hoodies. Support the Big Mig Show. Again, all caps, the Big Mig for the promo code. Get over there. We love those guys. We love what they do. Now, tonight, I know you guys are excited. Ivan Raiklin, we were at the CSPOA event. The Deep State Marauder ran into us. Okay. We engaged him. He decided he would come on the show. You know, he's not easy to track down. He's all over the country right now. He's on the Flynn movie tour. He's running and gunning. He was almost late tonight. We had to call him and almost give him a little bit of a reprimand.
I had to call. But at the end of the day. I had to call Defender of the Republic to get his ass here. That's
no
how bad
kidding.
It was.
You know, he was on the DL.
He was busy, though.
Yeah. He's got that G65 classified rating, so you know what I mean? He's running and doing what he's doing for our friend, General Michael Flynn. He's going to give you some updates on that. But, of course, you know, he was a lieutenant colonel, retired now, served as a Green Beret commander, countering ISIS in the Middle East, Taliban in the Afghanistan, MS-13 in Central America, countering Russian aggression as a military diplomat in the Republic of Georgia. This guy served 25 years in the DOD, Intel and Special Operations Communities, and DTRA as an enlisted officer, civilian contractor, and active duty reserves and National Guard across 5 states and 5 continents in 5 languages, Russian, Spanish, Arabic, French, and English. Now, his last was as an instructor at the Joint Military Intelligence Training Center, teaching the U.S. intel community and international partners about intelligence, analysis, and national security. After observing the illegally certified 2020 election, I know he was angry. You don't have to ask him that. I can tell you that firsthand. Ivan used his skills and expertise to investigate these obvious constitutional violations and all federal government and state actors involved.
Ivan, so of course, sit still back there. Ivan, you're screwed.
At the end of the day, he realized that they'd been politically motivated, spying on the likes of the president, also his friend and obviously a great guy, General Michael Flynn, former Naval Officer Carter Page, and so many others. He's gone public with as much as possible. He exposed Mike Pence, and God, I do not like Mike Pence. Let me make a point of that. His unconstitutional behavior on December 23rd, 2020, he is widely known for his investigation of January 6th and the federal government's role in the events which occurred that day. But now he is activated on the tour. And let's bring him on.
You got some fries.
Superman Cutler is trying to edge in on the spotlight, trying to push Raiklin out of the limelight.
Guys. Come on.
Come on. Bring him hold in, on. George.
It's always great to see you. Look at you.
Hold on. Now you're in. Now you're in, Boone. What's up?
How you doing, guys?
We're good.
Good, man. What,
you guys are getting behind the scenes at the Flynn movie premieres. Behind the scenes. You know, you don't see this too often. Live, no doubt.
We're in Spokane today, and this is a great crowd, wonderful people. There's still a few tickets available if anybody wants to grab those and show up at the door and buy them at the door. But this is going to be a great night. They got a great system. They got this great screen back here. And, hey, man, it's all America, brother.
Nice.
There it is. So when does it – give them some time period. How much time do they have to grab those tickets in Spokane? And when does it kick off? When's kickoff time?
Doors open at 5 o'clock, but if they're here by 6:15, they'll still be okay.
All right. That sounds like a plan. Spokane, Washington, Flynn movie tour. Get a chance to meet
Great
Ivan Raiklin. Boone Cutler.
Americana.
Yep. Mike Flynn Jr. And of course, great American patriot, General Mike Flynn. You can meet him in person. It's a great opportunity. And obviously, we always support them, not because we want to get paid, because we wouldn't take a dime from General Michael Flynn. It's because these are great Americans doing God's work, and they're trying to make a difference. They're doing everything they can to unify the country and expose the lies and expose the truth. That's what they do. So, guys, man, give us some inside scoop. Any kind of drama there in Spokane?
No, the people are fantastic. You know, there's always, you know, sometimes somebody walking around looking for a purpose in life that's a little misdirected, but we're not giving any trouble. You know, the bottom line is we outnumber them, and we just have people. The beautiful thing about this community is we already have a purpose. You know, we already have a sense of duty. So we don't have to find some nutty stuff out there to attach ourselves to. It's always very clean. We work as a team. We're unified. And across the country, every place we stop, people just are coming up to us to say, it's so great to feel like we're not alone. And you're not alone out there. There are great people just like you that are doing wonderful things to support this country. And we're here to support them and say thank you for supporting General Flynn all these years. Speaking of the team, Bianca. I'm going to take off, guys. I got
to
get back
to
work.
We appreciate you, Boone. Get back to you.
Boone, hold on. Bring it back. One second. What? Boone, I have a quick question. I hear Raiklin, you know, jokes around a lot, does a lot of things. What's your secret in dealing with him?
I'll tell you what. He's honestly one of the most pleasant people I've ever been around. And just being around him, I can absorb so much information and so much knowledge. There is nobody to explain things in detail about what's going on with our country like Ivan. And people really need to pay attention to him and take him seriously, because the way he connects with people is stellar. The information, his ability to articulate it, honestly, better than anybody I've ever seen. He's a wonderful guy. He's a great presenter. He's very knowledgeable. To me, I think he's he's kind of like Captain America if Captain America was bald.
If Captain America was shorter, is that what you said?
Look at that. That's a nice shout out there,
Ivan,
from Boone.
The shot was clean. I had to take that shot.
Captain Ivan America.
All right. Well, you know, honestly, wow. I got to say something. I haven't often seen Boone Cutler gush about people. Almost made me uncomfortable.
Jealous?
hey, listen. You said that because my leg's healing.
You got a bro. What's the bromance going on over there? What's the bromance? You got a bromance?
You're saying that was done out of fear? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I didn't say that. You interpreted it that way.
Well, look, Ivan, give us some insight. You guys have had some great moments on the road. We've seen some great people waiting for you at gas stations with flags.
No, that's amazing.
People hitting you on, you guys are here. Wait a minute. I'm going to be there in a few minutes. And you guys have done a great job of making them feel comfortable. What's so far on the tour, on the part that you've been on? What's your favorite part so far, man?
I'll be honest. My favorite part so far has been a couple stops in California. That's when you're talking about when we unloaded, I think it was between Santa Barbara and Live Oak a few days ago. And one of our stops, we stop and somebody asks, hey, what's that? What's that Flynn movie thing on the RV? What's that all about? And I started talking, engaging with the gentleman. And next thing I'm offering up saying, hey, you know what? Why don't I just bring you a DVD and you go ahead and take a look at it for yourself? As I come back, General Flynn's already out of the RV and impromptu completely. You have about 10 people surrounding him, praying over him. By the time, you know, I'm a little slow, still gimping around getting the DVD, but still it was probably maybe a minute. Maybe, if that everybody came out that was in that group that was already at the gas station, just started communicating and talking to General Flynn. And next thing you know, all stripes and walks of life are literally praying over General Flynn. And that's been, I think that's on Matt Strzok on his Twitter.
I saw it.
Matt, come in here.
That's it. Bring over Matt Strzok. We know Big Matt.
Hey!
Matt Strzok, what's happening, man? Yeah, we were great, man. You're on the Big Mig Show. Obviously, we appreciate you. We were just talking about maybe one of the greatest moments on the tour so far. You posted it online. Lots of us saw it where that group was praying over General Michael Flynn.
Oh, yeah. So that was, he's capturing everything. And then the lady with the flag, the Mel Gibson
She called out on, she instant messaged me on X.
Yeah.
So, we were trying to hook up, or just tell her we're going to pass by. We happen to need fuel at her stop. So I told her, hey, we're going to be at the Flying J just down the road. And she got in her car and raced down there and just was.
She knew the whole team.
Yeah,
so
she was super excited.
Said, I know you. You're Ivan. I'm like, oh, the first person on the show knows who I am.
Yeah.
You know, my ego got all swollen. I got one person that recognizes me.
That's it. Yeah. As if anybody needed to swell your ego, hopefully we got that back under control. Because if your head gets too big, you won't be able to get onto the RV. So listen, man.
Wow, Lance, you're talking about the RV. Time out. He's talking about big heads. Lance, your head is bigger than there's to put together.
Listen, it's a genetic anomaly that I have a giant head. Everybody knows it. 7 7/8 hat. So I can tell you, it's definitely it's a dangerous weapon. It's a dangerous weapon on the street. Don't let me headbutt you. You go into an instant coma.
Matt, hold on, Lance. You know Matt, you're doing a great job, by the way, posting videos.
I'm going to list the people to headbutt.
Exactly. We can give
I'm
them. We
go
can
over to the wall.
So nah, don't do it.
With headbutt.
We don't want nothing that. No. God forbid something happens. I'm going to have to blame Lance, and they're going to get upset with Lance. We can't do that.
He's right here.
Oh, there he is. There he is. General Michael Flynn back on the Big Mig Show. How are you, sir?
I said, is that Mike Gill? There was a Mike Gill poster guy out here today. I thought it was Mike Gill. I said, are you Mike Gill? He goes, no, I don't. He blocks me. I go, why are you standing here with a sign on it? It has his name on it. People are crazy.
Yeah,
they're not that smart, General.
Although we were talking about the great experiences on their own. General Flynn, great success.
I'm here with one of our prayer warriors in Spokane.
Hello.
Hey. Lovely lady.
Hello. Amazing. What's your name?
My name is Demi.
Demi, God bless you, Demi.
Nice to meet you. You're on the Big Mig Show. You're getting streamed out to thousands of viewers right now. You're actually on X Rumble Locals.
Come and join us.
He's the prayer warrior here at the this great church.
Well, we all need your prayers, and especially General Flynn, because we respect what he's doing.
Absolutely.
Great American patriot.
On Fire Ministries. We got to
love the name.
Wow, I love it. Yeah, I love the name.
On Fire.
On Fire.
Hey, thank you. God bless you.
Thanks for all you doing.
God bless you, General.
Appreciate it.
Sorry to interrupt you guys. Yeah, I was trying to get back here to the wall so we can start lining them up for the headbutting.
Hey, man. You know, I'm down for the
count. Don't knock it down, bro.
You know what I mean? I'm down for the count. Let me give him a few from here. There you go. There's a couple right there. We'll take them out. You know that's what I like to do.
Get to work.
Hello. How are you?
Hello. How are you doing?
I see Beardo's cup.
That's it. Of course, one of our sponsors of the show. You're on the Big Mig Show, streaming out to thousands of viewers right now on X, Rumble, and Locals.
Wait,
of course, we're supporting the Flynn Tour.
What is your name, dear?
This is Bianca Gracia.
Yes.
Oh, Bianca. Listen, I just want to say one thing, dear. God bless you for all the support, but roll tide all day, every day.
No, it's Clemson.
Yeah, no. Roll tide.
George taking a cheap shot.
Of course.
George had to take the shot. It was clean. That's what we do on the Big Mig Show. Of course, that's the wall. Ivan, can you explain to the viewers and listeners what the wall's all about? I know what it's about. George knows what it's about. But, of course, our listeners don't know what that is.
This is a 40-foot wall. It's known as the General Flynn Was Framed Evidence Wall. Going back to 2010, all the way to 2023, and it basically continues to this day. It's a more detailed evidence-based wall, if you will, that is showcased in the movie. So before we start usually what we do is at 5 o'clock, we open the door at the venue. At about 5:15, when people start trickling in, myself and Michael Flynn Jr. give the perspective. Myself, you know, I spent 25 years in the system. You introduced me. Thanks for that massively long introduction. But bottom line, if you missed that, I spent a quarter of a century as a Green Beret, intel officer, military diplomat, instructor at the Defense Intelligence Agency, and constitutional lawyer. And so I had an insider's view, first and second row seat to what happened to General Flynn. And I've laid it out with a couple of other folks on the Flynn team to put this wall together to depict all the deep state actors at the highest levels, both political parties, CIA, FBI, the national security system that tried to destroy General Flynn and his family.
And it goes into all the evidence showcasing who was involved. And then I can tell you what the intel gaps are that can be filled immediately by Elon Musk releasing the Twitter DMs of all these scum.
Interesting.
Speaking of,
hold on, I got it for you.
There's a hit piece on me.
I got it. Yeah. Hold on, I'm gonna get it for you, bro. Take it easy. We got you. He over here is gotchas.
So it sounds like Christopher Ray Epp ordered.
Here we go.
A legacy media company.
The man
to write this about me.
The man behind the January 6th Pence card memo is now pushing the mother of all Twitter files. Look at that. We gonna get it done, Ivan, or what? It's a good article.
That's inaccurate. First of all, the Pence card memo was tweeted out on December 22nd, and it had everything to do with the Electoral Count Act and the president of the Senate's role to protect the U.S. Constitution by sending it back to the state legislatures to legally transmit their electors. I argued from the very get-go that no electors that were transmitted in 2020 were legitimate, neither the Democrat ones nor the Republican ones, because the underlying election upon which those electors were relied upon the election was conducted illegitimately, illegally, right? And that doesn't only apply to the six or seven states that had the dueling slates. It was 39 states,
mm-hmm.
right? So anyway, what I'm getting at here is that although there are some mistakes in the article, generally speaking, it appears as though the deep state uniparty is now deploying more people to come after me to make me look like some sort of, I don't know what they, because they have nothing on me. They want to make it look like I'm doing something wrong by listing journalists, deep state actors of both political parties. And they even mentioned in there, oh, Mike Pence and Reince Priebus and former President Hussein are on the list. Yes, they are. I got about 350 people on this list, and many of them have Twitter accounts. Imagine if Elon Musk says, you know what? I am going to release all their direct messages in the interest of public transparency, which will prove beyond any, not beyond a reasonable doubt, beyond any doubt, all of their communications as they coordinated the seditious conspiracy going back to 2014, as it applies to Ukraine and the Biden criminal syndicate, all the way to the illegally conducted elections, plural, and then the subsequent cover-up, meaning the illegal spying on Trump and General Flynn, then the cover-up of the illegal spying on Trump and Flynn with the impeachment hoaxes, and so on and so forth. And we're going to be able to identify a lot of the actors that were involved in Crossfire Hurricane are still at the FBI today, namely Brian Auten at the Foreign Influence Task Force at headquarters, namely Joe Pientka III, one of the two agents that was deployed to go ahead and General Flynn to be fired or to get him to lie, according to the Deputy Assistant Director for Counterintelligence at the FBI, Bill Priestap's notes, and Elvis Chan. I mean, I'm not going to go.
Well, Ivan, while you're on the solo shot,
target list.
While you're on the solo shot with the Big Mig Show, I want you to make a statement directed right at Elon Musk and what you need him to do ASAP, because we're going to turn it into short form content and we're going to make sure we post it everywhere we possibly can as a plea to Elon Musk to help us uncover the truth here on the Big Mig Show and for everybody across the country. He's a great American patriot. We need his help. Go ahead, Ivan.
Let's go.
You're the man. Go.
All right, here we go. Elon Musk, you are the key to unlocking the entire corrupt and mounting corruption in this country through your free speech platform known as X. The way you do that is you release the direct messages of the deep state target list that I've already talked about for months. I was on Alex Jones, etc. And that includes categories such as the 39 officials that unmasked General Flynn, the 51 officials that said that the Biden criminal syndicate laptop had all the earmarks of a Russian information campaign, all those involved in the censorship industrial complex that you, Mr. Schellenberger and Matt Taibbi and Barry Weiss have exposed. This will be the mother of all Twitter files. The entire globe is going to want to join X to watch and observe the mother of all Twitter files being released. The valuation of your company is going to 100 to 1,000-fold increase, and you're going to be able to expose and root out the corruption by motivating the nation to see the evidence that you expose, to then influence the state legislatures in the various states to guarantee a free and fair election, by moving so that the state legislatures decide on how their electoral votes are cast and not relying on machines that we don't trust or allowing illegal voters to participate in the voting process. The way we circumvent that is your release will then trigger the public outcry for state legislature to allocate their electors by state legislature. And guess what, folks? If everyone votes by political party, 306 electoral votes are allocated to the Republican president and vice president. And I recommend that they be for the Republican nominee in July, and then ultimately the most popular general in America's history since General George Washington to be the vice president.
I think that's a great argument and a great plea to the country. We'll make sure we short form that, Ivan. I've always believed that all roads lead back to Obama and Hillary Clinton. We kind of had some information drop yesterday that's pretty interesting. Of course, there they are on the board, right? We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, Ivan Raiklin is going to discuss the redacted documents that were just released and potentially the influence of Hillary Clinton and Obama behind the scenes and what they've been doing in what I like to call the third term of Obama for our installed President Joe Biden. Big Meek subscribers and listeners, Rumble and locals, you guys don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Ivan Raiklin, Superman, America First Patriot.
And just so everybody knows, I'm cutting all the streams off except for Rumble and Locals. So if you want to watch the rest of the show, come to Rumbles and Locals. We'll see you
in a few.
George
said.
Exactly.
If we lose freedom here, there is no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Gear up for your toughest jobs or your most rugged excursions. Introducing Sea of Mud Apparel, your go-to destination for clothing that embodies the relentless spirit of rural America. We were blue-collar before it was cool to say you work for a living. Let your clothes speak for you. Embrace quality, comfort, and the American way. Shop now at seaofmud.com.
Patriots, listen up. It's time to wake up and smell the freedom. Beard Vet Coffee is here to fuel your American spirit. This isn't just coffee. It's a battle cry in a cup, a declaration of love for the land of the free and the home of the brave. Crafted by the hands of those who've walked the walk, talked the talk, and, yeah, grown the damn beard. Vet founded, vet focused, and beard operated. This is coffee with a mission, a purpose, and a testament to the unyielding American spirit. It's a tribute to the tireless resolve that courses through the veins of our great nation. This is the taste of victory, the flavor of freedom, the coffee that stands as firm as our belief in America's destiny to lead and never to kneel. Beard Vet Coffee is more than a brand. It's a legacy steeped in the principles that make America great. It's for those who stand with pride under the stars and stripes, who uphold the values that light the torch of liberty for the world to see. So, are you ready to supercharge your day the American way? Beard Vet Coffee is not just a choice. It's a declaration of independence from mediocre mornings. Bold, brave, unbound. Brewed for the American patriot. Beard Vet Coffee. Make your mornings great again.
Welcome to the next generation of warfare. Psychological warfare. In modern conflict, the mind is a potent weapon. Discover General Michael T. Flynn's groundbreaking guide, The Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare. Unlock tactics, strategies, and the mindset to navigate this cognitive battlefield that we all find ourselves in. Equip yourself against manipulation and emerge unscathed. Unleash your potential. Order now.
Welcome back to the Big Big Show. Here are your hosts, George Ballantyne, Lance Migliaccio, and our awesomest guest, Deep State Marauder,
Ivan Raiklin.
Marauder. Yep. So,
Ivan Raiklin.
Hold up.
Running and gunning.
I want to thank our sponsors. Beard Vet Coffee, Sea of Mud, Patriotic Apparel. Go to beardvet.com, seaofmud.com. Use coupon code THEBIGMIG in all caps. Go there, buy some stuff. Do it now. And then OG, Original Glory Beer, is back. Go to their crowdfunding. They're looking for help. They raise money. They're looking for more. Be part of American Brew Company. Non-woke beer, people. Non-woke. Key terms right there. Non-woke. Go there now.
Great people. Get it done. So,
what's up with this Obama shit?
Well, before the break, we said that all roads lead back to Obama and Hillary Clinton. There are many others involved. If anybody knows the truth, it's Ivan Raiklin. He's done all the research. He's got the experience and the expertise to get to the bottom of things. Most recently, Ivan knows, we just saw this, the court documents were released that indicate that Jack Smith and the FBI were after Obama and North Korea-related documents at Mar-a-Lago for the raid. It wasn't all about Donald Trump. Now, we've also heard, Ivan, that there were many other things they were trying to secure, many other documents they did not get their hands on, although they are pretty arrogant about these documents. And to me, this is kind of a big deal, and then I'm gonna get you on this, Ivan. Jack Smith obviously hid the fact on the National Archives. He had a bunch of conversations with the Biden White House about bringing up charges against Donald Trump, although, of course, the White House said that didn't happen. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, he lied about independence from investigations into Trump. Not that ever Merrick Garland doesn't lie. The Biden White House counsel asked to be kept in the loop about criminally charging Trump, which, of course, in itself is obviously deeper questions about the DOJ's influence. DOJ instructed National Archives on how to cover up their coordination. Obviously, Trump and Cash Patel have been working with the National Archives to make sure they'd done everything right. They'd been in constant communication. There wasn't anything hidden. But of course, that's not supposed to have happened. Again, he didn't do it. And then, of course, the Department of Energy discovered Trump had an active security clearance. And then, of course, after he was indicted, so they retroactively, almost like an ex post facto law, terminated it. Before we start, George, throw up Media One. And I just have some stuff here that I think is interesting. One of the quotes that I think is really damning, and I think this is interesting on Media One. There is an accordion in the mess, so it stood out. It contained, among other things, the Obama letter and North Korea correspondence. We need to verify that all of the correspondence is there. But I think we're in good shape. I think we're in good shape. Now, this is obviously something that they didn't want released. Ivan, I want your input on all this, and I also want you to tell us about what other documents and items they were trying to get their hands on that I don't believe they were successful in.
Yes, I always like to say content is king, but context is ace, and ace always beats the king. I want to contextualize what is going on. From my perspective and all my research, everything going on as it relates to the weaponization against President Trump, it's because they need to cover up for the original transgression that occurred when they went after Donald. Well, in 2014 was when General Flynn was resigned. But more importantly, in 2016, when he became the nominee, President Trump, that is, they started to spy on him. The only person that was going to be able to immediately expose that was General Flynn. They targeted him as the biggest threat. So everything since then, in escalatory fashion, have been cover-up after cover-up after cover-up, whether it's the impeachment hoaxes, whether it's the Mueller investigation, whether it's the raid on Mar-a-Lago to seize the Crossfire Hurricane documents, et cetera, et cetera. And then whether it's the illegally conducted election and then illegally certified election on January 6th, all roads lead to the same actors, going back to 2016. So I always ask this question. Which Republican is defending President Trump? Is it Mike Pence? No, he was in on it. Is it Reince Priebus? No, he was in on it. Is it Paul Ryan over at Faux News? No. Was it Robin Voss? And then in the states that have a Republican governor or a majority Republican legislature where you're starting to see Republican electors being charged with crimes, guess what? You have to come to the conclusion that your Brian Kemp's, your Brad Raffensperger's, your Doug Ducey's previously, or your state legislatures in Arizona, in Wisconsin, the Speaker of the House there, Robin Voss, they're all in on it in order to remove Trump and everybody in Trump world from returning back into the White House. Notice, I talked about the Republican side of it because everybody already knows about the Democrat side. The part that a lot of people don't discuss is the complicity through, at a minimum, inaction for this constitutional destruction that is going on, going back to what you said initially, the Obama, Clinton, and then also Bush, Cheney criminal syndicates.
Yeah, and I think the insight there, we heard from many people that they were on the hunt for obviously a long period of time. We know that they've taken all the intelligence agencies. We know that James O'Keefe is saying that in a few days he's going to really go after the intelligence agencies. And then, in fact, good. Some of the information
about
that's going to be...
Welcome, James.
Yeah, exactly. It is about time. They need to be exposed. We've talked about it on the show. It's not just the FBI.
I did talk to James O'Keefe about the deep state target list at CPAC. The after hour party that Steve Bannon hosted, I had an opportunity to speak with James for about 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And hopefully that stimulated that. I think I did provide him the entire deep state target list, which, yeah, it's marinating right now. Hopefully Elon does something.
Well, we know this. There's been plenty of information that's come out that the foreign surveillance systems that were created after 9/11 have been redirected, that they're using, obviously, Fort Detrick.
Yeah.
One of the locations.
Side note, you know that Mikey Pence was a freshman congressman when President was George W. and Dick Cheney came into office. Mike Pence served on the Judiciary Committee, which was the one that created the Patriot Act and created the Department of Homeland Security. Coincidence,
well,
right?
It is frightening, and you're right. It seems like it's not coincidence. You know, I love, obviously, the sarcasm. To me, it's interesting because you take the 702 FISA warrant they just renewed, which gives them, obviously, extra or unconstitutional surveillance powers. You combine that with our foreign surveillance systems that, obviously, we know that Obama was actually provided. There was a 2006 Las Vegas case with Dennis Montgomery. He turned over 53 disks to a SCIF in Washington, D.C., and through that process, he disclosed, although they covered it up, and of course they did exactly what they've done to you. They've gone after Dennis Montgomery and tried to discredit him, but those disprove that they've been using our foreign surveillance system to spy on FISA court judges, on district court judges, on government officials, corporate executives.
At this point, if they're going to FISA us, county sheriffs and state attorneys general and law enforcement need to go ahead and do reverse FISA, and citizens need to do reverse FISA. So, I mean, Elon Musk, private institutions, if they're just going to run roughshod over our Constitution, well, as private, we're not constitutional actors in the sense that you're a private citizen. You're not listed in the Constitution other than we the people. The limitations are set to our federal government, and they're not even abiding by any of the rules. So we need to escalate our scrutiny. I like to call it, we need to increase the lumens upon which we shine these scum under, and we need to increase it in the magnitude of trillions of lumens. Imagine the time when you and I were young, we had a magnifying glass, and the sun was, you know, beating above us, and in between the ant and the sun was a magnifying glass.
Yeah,
I want to do a magnifying glass on the 350 or so deep state scum to see how they react and respond to, I don't know, a couple hundred trillion lumens.
You know what's a favorite of mine is, you know, stoning them too. Couple, you know, let people take shots, see how they feel.
At the end of the day, has to be accountability and there has to be consequences. Of course, at this point, we're all hoping for nonviolent consequences. We're trying to follow the rule of law, unlike them.
Right, right.
What I think is interesting.
Legal, moral, and ethical, the maximally peaceful and patriotic.
But what about this? Here's my question.
Next Secretary of Retribution.
Ivan, how about the 702 FISA that they gave themselves an exception that they have to be asked if somebody can actually operate a 702 FISA against a congressional member? They've given themselves another exclusion. It's just like their book deals. It's just like their foreign funding. It's just like their dark money and everything else they do that, in my opinion, is illegal. I believe it violates federal election campaign laws, but they don't, right? Because we have a DOJ that's so fully compromised from top to bottom. They obviously do whatever they want in the cases. We all know that it's not mathematically possible to get a 96% conviction rate, but yet they do through threats, extortion, violation of people's civil rights. It's basically a deprivation of color. You know, it's a deprivation of
color. Yep.
Yeah, color of law. So again, due process violations. This is a repetitive behavior of this. They do it over and over and over again. How do we fix that? How do you think we get to the bottom of this? And how do we stop them? Because the only solution I see is Donald Trump. And I'm hoping this time he's ready to do what he said he was going to do the first time, which is go after the deep state.
All right, so here's where we're at. I mean, other than Donald Trump, we have to focus. I think a lot of people don't realize what the actual problem is. I would argue that the most powerful person on the planet is the American Speaker of the House, because the Speaker of the House gets to allocate a $6+ trillion budget into the global economy singularly, right?
Yes.
And then in addition to that, the Speaker of the House gets to appoint the House Sergeant at Arms, and the Senate Majority Leader gets to appoint the Senate Sergeant at Arms. What power do those two office holders have? They control on the House side all CCTV footage and all email systems of members of Congress and staff. So if there's a transgression to be had of a staff member and a member of Congress on video or in the email systems, the Speaker of the House has it. Right now, the House Sergeant at Arms is still the Kevin McCarthy appointed Sergeant at Arms. So if you take that in the collective and you want somebody to vote a certain way, even though they probably are not inclined to vote that way for a bill, you just bring the video evidence that you control. You bring the email evidence that you control. And then you do the extorting of voting for bills that way. Meaning the Capitol Police Board is the most powerful group of two or three individuals in the entire country and world based on their ability to extort and coerce through blackmail the voting process. And that's how, by the way, I want to finish it this way. It's the same group of people that then appoint the Capitol Police Chief, who then decides who gets criminally prosecuted and persecuted as it relates to trying to expose the illegally conducted and illegally certified election. And they basically promulgate a J6 insurrection and cover up the J6 Fedsurrection. So when everybody's arguing that the FBI and the DHS, CBP, HSI was on the Capitol grounds and they were conducting a Fedsurrection, it was as a secondary player in support of the Capitol Police Board at the behest of the political leaders of the bicameral legislative branch. If you want to know more details about that, Title II, U.S. Code, Chapter 29, particularly the sections are 1967 and 1979. When you read those two sections, it will answer everything as it relates to why Ray Epps, why everything, and why everybody's being persecuted the way they are, and why some people are not. Meaning those that conducted an insurrection in October in the Cannon building or at the DNC in December of last year, they're not being prosecuted because it was a Democrat op to do the pro-Palestinian insurrections in those two localities, which fall within the jurisdiction of the U.S. Capitol Police, which is subordinate to the U.S. Capitol Police Board, which is subordinate to the Speaker of the House and the Senate Majority Leader.
You know, Lance, somebody just asked a question, and it's, you know, with all the lawfare going on, and they just asked, how come Trump and a lot of all these people, billionaires, don't put a fund together to combat this lawfare, help people, you know, combat it?
Well, I think that most attorneys that are J6 defense attorneys, they don't really understand the actual, I guess, target that they need to go after. They're stuck in the mindset of conducting legal defense in the courts. All these criminal prosecutions start with the J6 component, the Capitol Police Board, and then the J6 cover-up committee, which was appointed by Pelosi. I mean, if you were to identify one person involved in the entire persecution of everybody related to the 2020 election, including J6, it's Nancy Pelosi at the end of the day.
Because 100%.
The Speaker of the House controls the joint session, because it's the joint session takes place inside of the U.S. House of Representatives, of which the Speaker of the House is judge, jury, and executioner through her Sergeant at Arms, Paul Irving at the time. Anyway, that's for a longer discussion. I do a lot of podcasts detailing it out. I did recently on Ann Vandersteel a specific breakdown of all the components of that. I did a 5-hour special with Tina Peters on January 6th, breaking every single aspect down.
And that's great, because obviously this is complex. A lot of times on this show, we go into details.
Right. It's total insiders. It's insider of the insider's baseball game. 99% of members of Congress don't even know how this operates. Basically, the speakers of the House and their staff know how it operates. Most of the other members of Congress don't, except for maybe like the House Admin Committee and the Senate Rules and Oversight Committee, because those are the two committees that have oversight over the Capitol Police Board.
All right. Well, listen, Ivan, I know you're a little pressed for time today because obviously you've got doors opening there very shortly. Yeah, I just want to throw our hats in the ring. If you get we get back into Washington, D.C., like, what's the plan? I don't deserve to be the OIG, but if I do get that title, I'd like to be Lance, the Grim Reaper Migliaccio OIG. I just need a team's a budget, and I need that letter from the president that says deniable accountability. You know the letter I'm talking about.
I'm running to be the Secretary of Retribution, and we're going to create three divisions. We're going to have the investigative arm, which will be primarily J6 defendants and family members and attorneys. You're going to have the action arm, which is going to be those that were kicked out of the military due to refusing the illegal jab mandate that have a 20 years plus of experience conducting raids. And then you have the third arm, which is going to be the live stream component in the interest of public transparency, so that the action arm can be documented real-time live streamed as they conduct live stream swattings and raids of the deep state target list individuals, right?
Well, the Big Mig show team will put George on the recording arm, and you're going to put me on the teams on the action arm. I'm going to dig in, grab some of my old gear out of my closets and storage, because I want to be in charge of bagging and tagging. Okay, I want to be the guy slamming those hoods
on.
I'm going
to be the number one guy in the stack. You can be the number two guy.
I'll take number two. I'm pretty good in that spot, left or right. You put me on either side. I'm good on entries. Okay, so I'm ready to rock and roll. Let's do it. We're part of that, the Big Mig show.
Legally, morally, and ethically, we do this under authorities that are granted to us based on a newly created Department of Retribution.
Lance, by the way.
Yes, sir.
Rich, my personal assistant, will be doing the recording. I'm going in. Fuck that.
All right, well, here's the deal.
Hold on, Ivan. I just want to show you something that even you didn't notice. General Flynn or Boone Cutler. Kind of sad. Check. Did you see my background, bro? Look at that.
Oh, bro. Let me show him. Let me see if anybody's around here.
Yeah, we've been running that background. George has been running that background for weeks.
Kind of hurt right now, man.
Pull it up again.
It's up. Look at that, bro. How do you not notice my background? Beautiful.
We've been running that background since we saw you guys last for weeks and weeks and weeks on the show, trying to do what we can to help you guys across the country because we know how important it is, and we appreciate you guys, your close friends, and we love what you do. Doors open.
Hey, we got Truth Hammer here.
Truth Hammer? Where's he at?
Yeah, Truth Hammer.
Yo, what's up, bro?
How are you, man? Good to see you, Truth Hammer. Running and gunning, doing your thing. Spokane, Washington. There's tickets still available. Get over there. You'll see everybody. Boone Cutler, Ivan Rankin, Truth Hammer, General Michael Flynn, Mike Flynn Jr. They're stacked. Rocking and rolling. We're getting it done. Who else is here? Who else have we got?
Waking Down Live. Huh? Mama Mac. Want to tilt that over just a little bit?
You want to be on? I mean, we got some big heavy hitter truth tellers over here.
Yeah, you are live on the Big Mig show. We're streaming out to thousands right now. We're on Rumble, Locals, X, all over the place. We appreciate what you guys are doing. You guys are on the ground.
My brother. Yeah.
You just outed who?
So my screen name is Awakened Outlaw. So
I didn't want to say your name. I don't know. So
this is the first time I have on. Yeah, he knows. We met.
Yeah,
we prayed with your shoulder, remember?
Right,
exactly. Hey,
we're delivering the truth, whatever the cost, everywhere.
Whatever the cost, deliver the truth. We're here
you
for
know,
it.
We're dropping the bombs. We're working together. We got to save this country. There's no doubt. The Big Mig Show appreciates all you guys being on the ground there to support General Michael Flynn and the Flynn movie tour. We Thank love you guys. We love what you do. God, country, family.
Where's Michael?
I think that's the first time he showed his face, right?
I don't think he's ever shown his face. I didn't want to out him.
Oh, man.
Hey, Mike, you want to come on for a second? Nah, he's busy.
Who, Junior?
Yeah.
Yeah, just give him my number. Tell him to call so we'll put him on the show next time.
All right. You never should be too busy for the Big Mig show, but we understand. I'll take my giant head, and I'm going to leave you behind, Ivan Rankin. We appreciate the time you took. Rock and roll. Do what you got to do. Stay frosty, and God bless, man.
Hey, God bless, guys. Thanks
all right, have a good one. Thanks, Ivan.
All right, brother.
Big Mig with the Deep State Marauder closing it out.
See you later.
All right, man.
Stay frosty. Peace. All right, we're back over.
Just like that. We are back. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Obviously interesting. We didn't expect everybody to jump in and take a few minutes on the show.
Awakened Outlaw made his debut on the Big Mig show, just so you all know.
Yeah, that was Awakened Outlaw. You guys didn't know that.
I hope they didn't. Man, I hope they didn't. Hope he knew they were putting him on.
Well, at the end of the day, he's never showed his face before. You guys got a first. We knew him, but we weren't going to say anything. It's pretty unusual to see that kind of thing happen. But of course, interesting, great segue. Hopefully you guys like the content. George, Joe Biden's been saying that the unions love him. I think you found a video that proves otherwise, brother.
Wait, hold on a sec. He's coming back in. Wait a minute. Is he coming back in? Uh-oh. Oh, we got the girls here. Hold on a second. Let me bring them back.
One more time. Let's bring them in. We're obviously, let's.
Hold on.
We're working it. All right, here we go.
Give me a second. I got to get them back in.
He's going to bring you in. One minute, guys. Hang on one sec. We're going to bring you guys in. We're obviously going to have to change the production. Hang on one sec.
I got it.
Do a three-way. Why don't you throw them on full screen, George, if you want.
I got to give me a second to get that, so hold on.
Guys, how are you?
Hey.
Big Mig Show, you guys got the Flynn shirts on, doing God's work and helping General Michael Flynn. We saw you guys in Oklahoma. That's the last time we saw you.
Wait a minute. I just want to know, where's the one that's hiding in the back that didn't want to say hi, that was scared? Come here. Come closer. What? Yeah, what? You. Yes, you. Why were you scared?
No,
speak English.
From the border.
You know what bullshit means?
Hey, I gotta tell you, that bearded vet liquid energy is fire.
It is, right? It's a great product.
We need to get a to-go thing, though.
My baby right here.
The first thing to solve a problem is admit you have one. Beard Vet Energy is definitely on fire. Everybody that tries it loves it. We love them as sponsors, but it's a good product. George obviously loves the hell out of it.
It's my baby.
It's our one thing in Beard Vet Coffee. I'm probably on number 8 today. That's why I talk so fast.
Oh, man. Hey, Matt, you're doing a great job documenting everything with the videos and coverage stuff, bro.
Good work, man.
It's been awesome. We got rock stars over here. It's fun. It's cool. Now I got my team with me, so even more excited.
Yeah, it's great. You guys, we never said it. What's the next city? Because we want to make sure people get ahead of it. Where are you guys going next?
To Meridian, Idaho. Meridian, Idaho. The day after tomorrow, Friday night, we'll be there.
Okay.
Meridian,
Idaho. Are there still Montana, tickets available?
Then North and South Dakota.
Yep. Okay, are there still tickets available in Meridian, Idaho?
There sure are.
Okay, so Meridian, Idaho is the next stop.
Go there.
Don't
buy
forget
some
to
tickets.
Go to flynnmovie.com.
Yep,
flynnmovie.com. They better hurry, though.
They've
got to get them.
That's it.
By the way, you're going to have standing room, by the way, for those folks that are going to be signing up, especially here.
That's great. It's exciting. We appreciate all the input from you guys. Keep up the good work. Keep us posted if there's anything we can do to help over here at the Big Mig Show.
Oh, dude, we want to go check out
guys
the
support you.
VIP area?
VIP area. To stream the event?
Yeah, let's go check it out. No, the VIP area.
Oh, sure. Go ahead. Let's see it. We haven't seen that. And I know our subscribers and listeners here, they're having to live, Ivan, they're having to live vicariously through you right now. You know that, right?
Security.
Ooh, that line formed up.
Where's the security? Let's give them a shout out because they don't get enough recognition. Where do you go?
VIP.
You guys want to say hi?
There's the VIP area for the Mike Flynn movie in Spokane, Washington. Yeah, how you guys doing? We appreciate you. That's exciting.
All right, the crowd's going wild over there for the Big Mig Show. You got Tech in the background here. Let's see what's going on upstairs.
Uh-oh.
Look at me hopping, baby.
Take it easy. Don't trip up the stairs or none, bro. Take your time.
Another injury. You're just getting over the first one. By the way, Ivan broke his leg in 3 places not too long ago. I'm actually surprised to see him wheel around.
How'd you break
like
it again? How'd you break it? Tell our listeners.
Oh, yeah. So I went tobogganing, and then we launched off of my son and I. We launched off of a mogul about 3 feet in the air, 30 miles an hour. My foot got caught underneath the toboggan when we landed.
Ow.
And then all you heard was snap, crackle, and pop all at once.
That hurts. Wow.
Tibia once, fibula twice.
It's hard to break the tibia. That's not easy.
That must have hurt.
No human leg would have survived it if it was on video. That would have gotten a trillion views. It was so brutal.
That, you, no kidding. You didn't have your GoPro on. You needed it right then.
Yeah, we got a little VIP area. Usually General Flynn will be here. And yeah, that's it.
I didn't know you had a private VIP area.
Get a goodie bag.
Look at that.
So in the goodie, you get the DVD with 4 extra hours of footage of General Flynn, 1 hour, Tucker Carlson, 1 hour additional, Lee Smith, 1 hour, and then Devin Nunes, in addition to the movie. And then I think you get a coin, one of Boone Cutler's books with General Flynn, right?
Right. Artificial intelligence, yeah. Right there.
Yeah, that's great.
How to fight AI.
Exactly. Not easy. It's going to get a lot tougher as it goes along. Funny, Tucker Carlson's been dropping intelligence bombs, talking about child pornography, putting fear into all our elected representatives, our judges, and other officials. What do you think about that? Did you ever hear about operations like that while you were working, where they were going onto people's computers and laptops to put software or hidden files that they could use?
I mean, John Brennan was doing that to members of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. Remember back in the day?
Yes,
when he
I do.
The CIA director?
Yep.
What makes you think that they stopped doing that?
I don't think they did.
Senior advisors for Mayorkas over at DHS as of September of 2023. Anyhow, what makes you think that I might be or might not be doing it to them?
Exactly. We needed to stack that up so we can grab those laptops and go, oh my God, look what's on here. It's Nancy Pelosi with a donkey. She's with a donkey.
Look at the crowd building.
Building, the excitement right builds. There. That's what it does on every venue.
They wanted to, let's say hi. Bring them on. Go.
Should we bring on just some random person?
Yeah, why not? Let them say hello.
Bring on a random person. Hey, why not?
Be on the Big Mick Show. You want to be on the Big Bang? You're coming up from Oklahoma.
Look, he's funny.
Chair of the Republican Party of the great state of Oklahoma.
Let's see that shirt. Pull that jacket open like Superman, bro. Pull your jacket open like Superman.
What's that t-shirt you got there? You're on the Big Mig Show. We got thousands of viewers right now. I got a show so you can
see us. Let him see us. Nice.
The third monkey, and it's starting to jump on the arc, and it's starting to rain, baby.
1776.
Oklahoma.
Obviously, we know what that means.
It's security. Good job, security.
Who's heard of Big Mig Show? Everybody should know about it. Pull it up. What's the Rumble channel?
The Big Mig.
Big Mig. Very easy. The Big Mig on Rumble. The Big Mig on Locals. We're on X and all the other platforms. Thousands of viewers.
Hello.
You guys are live. What would you like to say to our audience?
What do you want to say to everybody out there?
We love General Flynn.
Okay, and we know that we love General Flynn also.
All right, where we go? One where we go? All somebody said. Let's see what else here. Who wants to be on the Big Mig Show?
He's funny.
All right.
What's
going on? Anyone?
Thumbs up. What is it?
It's the Big Mig
Show on Rumble and Locals. Thousands of people are watching you right
now.
What do you want to say? What would you like to say to America right now?
What's his name?
My name's Michael T. Flynn.
No.
And that's
no.
Yo, we gotta get you gotta get some beard vet beard oil and stuff. Good for the beard.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Is he serious? His name's Michael T. Flynn.
He's serious.
That's awesome. Nah, that's all right. You don't need to do that.
Michael T. Flynn, he's got a truck, and we just took a picture earlier, like an hour ago, with General Flynn.
Nice.
The same name.
Exact same name.
Wow. That's not very common. And funny, that's a great matchup. What would you like to say to the American people since you're being streamed live on Rumble to thousands of viewers?
Love God, love neighbor, love the truth, and stand for the truth.
Awesome.
That's what I'd like to say.
And vote Trump.
All right.
Yep. Man.
Wait, and vote Trump. You got to add vote Trump in there. Vote Trump.
Go Trump.
Yeah, all
and
right.
You know what? If we start calling him King Trump, that will really send the other people in the Disney.
apoplectic.
That's it, MAGA.
Oh, wow, look at this line here. Let's take a look. Anybody want to be on the Big Mig Show?
Say yes.
Give me energy, guys. Come on.
Hey, look at the lady. Hi.
Hey, hi. How are you? You're on the Big Mig.
How you guys doing?
And introduce yourselves. You got thousands of people watching you right now, maybe tens of thousands of people. What would you like to say to them? We're on the Big Mig Show on Rumble and Locals.
No, we are so excited to see this hero. He deserves to be treated way better than he was.
Absolutely. Yeah,
that is the truth. The American people need to unify behind our great American patriots. It's difficult now. We know we've got the deep state in Washington, D.C. If you guys could give our country one message that would motivate them to do the right thing, what would it be right now? And I know I'm putting you on the spot. Do your best.
Get out there and change things. Vote. Yeah. Don't sit back thinking it's a done deal. We got to make sure the election goes clearly, smoothly, and cleanly.
I'm going to translate what he said for those that didn't quite hear it. Castrate the deep state and crush, that's number one, and then crush the commie.
Got to do that. We need that translation. Sometimes the American public can be a little stubborn. We need them to know the truth.
Oh, look at the little baby. That little baby. What's up? Look at that guy. He wants to get on. Go back.
Hey, how's my ankle? No, they're asking about my ankle. I guess you heard of me.
Yes,
castrate the deep state, crush the commie.
There you go.
You can never, you never keep me down. What's that?
Arrest them all.
Arrest the commies?
Yeah.
That's the way we're doing it.
We love the way they're thinking. Obviously, these are American patriots that know the difference between the lies that the deep state tells. They're to see General Flynn.
And go up there to the desk for VIP. Yep. All right, guys. So anybody have anything to say? Who wants to be on the Big Make Show?
What's the Big Show?
What? We're on Big Make Show.
Locals. What do you mean, what's the Big Make Show?
Hello.
Thousands of viewers. How you doing? Thousands of viewers watching right now. Introduce yourself, and what would you like to say to the American public?
No, it's a big show. It's on Rumble. It's on Locals. You heard of Rumble and Locals?
I know Rumble, not Locals.
Locals, yeah.
Rumble too. Yeah. We're everywhere.
So why are you all here?
We are here to watch the premiere of Flynn. That's his name, General Flynn.
How'd you hear about it?
Oh, we know people.
Ooh.
At the end of the day, we're happy. If you were going to say one thing to the American public, obviously we need to unify the country. You're there to see one of the greatest American patriots in history, in my opinion. I know that's not what our government has tried to tell the country. If you could say one thing to the American public that you thought would help, what would it be?
I'll say wake up before we lose our country.
That's right. Where are you originally from? Let me ask that. Where are you originally from?
Alabama.
I'm originally from Alabama.
Roll Tide. Roll Tide, baby. Nigeria. Roll Tide.
Well, wait a minute. She knows the difference. Nigeria, obviously, we know how the government's been operated there. It's been tough on the African people. You're here and you love this country. At the end of the day, I think your message is more important than even from somebody that was born here. We sometimes take our freedom and what this great country stands for granted. So I think it's great. God bless you. We appreciate what you had to say. You have a great day and enjoy the movie. You just met another great American patriot, Ivan Raiklin. You may or may not have known that. But
I'm the deep state marauder.
Yeah.
God bless, hon.
Fine. If you guys got time?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're fine, man.
No,
we're
we don't time it. We don't talk about time. Yeah,
we don't have a dead time issue on the Big Make. Hey, we run till we run.
Look at this. This is what I looked like a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
After I broke my leg three ways from Sunday, literally.
What's his shirt say?
We got a veteran over here. Never underestimate an old man.
Thank you for your service, sir.
Eastern Washington State College.
That's right.
Army, huh?
University. You too?
Yeah. I was a Green Beret for a little bit.
All right. Thank you for your service. No, I was just a grunt in Germany.
Nice.
Yeah,
you were getting after the commies out there, right?
We're waiting for
him. Yeah, now it's time to do it again.
Well, sir, thank you for your service. You're on the Big Mig Show. Why don't you introduce yourself, and why don't you give us some advice to these youngsters, because they're taking our freedom for granted. They need to know. Right now there's thousands of people watching you. So give us your name and give these youngsters some advice.
I'm Bill Thompson, and my advice is to take a little responsibility and use the authority that's there for you to be a good American, and you'll think that the country and everything in it is worth fighting and possibly dying for someone else's freedom. God bless America.
God bless America. Amen.
Well said, sir. We appreciate your service, and thank you for your service. Okay. You enjoy that movie, and you got a chance to meet General Flynn in person.
Like, FBI is going to get a copy of that, huh?
With Ivan Raiklin on the show and George Ballantyne, Lance Migliaccio, the FBI and the deep state are deep in.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Welcome to the Big Mig Show. Thousands of people are watching you right now.
Nona.
Introduce yourself.
Wait, Lance, let me say hello to Nona, man. Hi, Nona.
Sorry.
Hi, Nona.
No, I'm
Sheila. Oh, look, she's got something for me already ready to rock and roll.
What do we got there?
Ooh, should I open it now?
Yes.
Oh, no, I can't open it now. Don't lose. Oh, wow. So what do you guys
hey.
Think? Oh, let's walk.
Listen, amazing.
Yo, you're yo, the FBI is definitely going to visit you guys now. You got a secret note.
All right, listen, if you guys could say one thing to the American public to make a difference, you have an opportunity right now. We've got tens of thousands of viewers watching the show right at this moment. It's the Big Mig Show on Rumble and Locals. What would you say to the American public if you could give them some advice right now?
Whose children are they? You know, I homeschooled my kids in 1980. You need to know that they are your children. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
Well said. Obviously, our education system, since the Board of Education got involved, has declined. I don't like the LGBTQ trans agenda or what they're doing in the school system.
Afuera!
It has never gotten any worse than it is right now, but I obviously agree with you that homeschooling is a solution and getting rid of the Board of Education. Well, God bless you guys. Enjoy the movie. Have a great time. We appreciate you coming on the Big Mig Show. Find us on Rumble. You'll enjoy the show.
Been watching you since your first day on Brandon.
Oh, wow. I got people watching me too, I guess, around here.
That's it.
Big Show. Everyone subscribe to the Big Mig Show. True Patriots. Take a look. Rumble.
All right. I love it. All right, man. What else? You got anything else?
Big Mig spokesman. Ivan Raiklin.
Over here. Well, you're on the Big Mig Show.
Welcome to the Big Mig Show. How are you?
Tell them.
I'm golfing on X.
That's great. You always want to introduce yourself. And listen, you got tens of thousands of viewers right now on X, Rumble, and Locals. What would you like to say to them right now? And go ahead, give yourself a shameless plug. It's your opportunity. You got a big audience.
Oh, my gosh. I just want to say that Michael Flynn is amazing and that, you know, Trump needs to come back yesterday.
Yeah.
We got Tara Rodas. And we have Aaron.
Oh, hey. Hey, how are you?
Hey, we got Aaron.
Hey.
Oh, Aaron, what's up?
They've been on the Big Mig Show. Are you kidding me?
Man, we got like VIPs galore. We're talking over.
Tara Rodas and Aaron. Hi, Tara.
Tara Rodas, happy to see you guys back. You're back on the Big Mig Show, and you're there for the Flynn movie premiere, obviously in Spokane, Washington. We love you guys on the Big Mig Show.
I got to roll. This guy's here. I got to have him talk to General Flynn.
All right. See you guys later.
All right, we'll see you guys later.
Tara, Aaron, hold on. Awesome. Educate all these people on the Big Mig Show. I'm going to beat them up.
Hey, going for the plug. Even the Big Mig Show needs the shameless plug. It's what we do. We're here to grow the show. We're here to grow Rumbles. We're here to grow Locals. And, of course, our ex-accounts, G. Ballantine, Lance Migliaccio, and the Big Mig. You know, so listen, guys, we've had a great show, but I want to cover a couple of these stories very quickly. I love this video George found. I'm not even going to say that because it'll give it away. I guess Joe Biden says that all the union members across the country support Joe Biden, George.
Well, you know what, Lance? That's a correction because it's pretty much they're talking about the union bosses, you know, the ones taking the money on the side and underneath the table and all that good stuff.
A little payola.
Yeah. Are they representing the people, their unions? No, not really. So you're going to hear directly from what these people are saying, what they think about Joe Biden. This was live today, by the way, in New York.
What's it like seeing so many Republicans in Manhattan, so many Trump supporters in Manhattan? Does that surprise you?
No, not at all. It's turning now. Trump's turn again.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
Fuck you.
I love this guy.
Only in New York, man.
The fellow New Yorker, you can't change New Yorkers. You can take the boy out of New York, but you can't take the New York City out of the boy. It doesn't change. I think SCOTUS, George, SCOTUS, in for the Trump win. Change my mind.
I can't change your mind because I truly believe after hearing their arguments today and the way they were questioning the lawyers that I would see at least two voting against it, you know, Sheila, whatever her name is, Jackson, her. Because, I mean, I don't even know how she became SCOTUS. She's really not that smart. And I'm sorry, but all the people that voted to confirm her, you're not that smart either. Because
shouldn't have let that lady in there. She's dumb as bricks. I mean,
so what we're talking about is a Trump immunity case, right? Justice Thomas asked Trump's attorney Sauer if he is challenging constitutionality of the special counsel. Sauer said they have not done so in this case, but agreed that the special counsel may well be illegal since there was no Senate approval. I don't know why they haven't always fought that, but of course, Justice Alito just blew up the entire argument by the DOJ. If the president gets advice from the attorney general that something is awful, is that an absolute defense?
Lawful.
But yeah, I'm sorry, is lawful, correct.
Is that
an absolute defense? The answer was yes. Wouldn't the president just pick an AG who will let him do whatever he wants? Dreeben looks stunned. Apparently, the AG can provide absolute immunity, but the president, who is his boss, cannot.
That makes no sense, right?
Exactly. So they never make any sense when you get the real legal arguments in court, right?
Yep. This is we're gonna play this little video. This is from Justice Neil Gorsuch with special DOJ special counsel Dreeben. So I'm just gonna let you listen to it because
Dreeben the Dweeben.
Yeah, he's a dweeb. Here we go.
Sure. Justice Gorsuch, can I try one more time?
Well, let me just spin this out just a second, okay. Right? And it didn't matter what the president's motives were. We're not gonna look behind it.
Right.
And same thing in Nixon. We said, gosh. Nixon versus Fitzgerald, that's something courts shouldn't get engaged in because presidents have all manner of motives. And again, I'm not concerned about this case, but I am concerned about future uses of the criminal law to target political opponents based on accusations about their motives, mm-hmm. whether it's re-election or who knows what corrupt means in 1512, right? We don't know what that means. Maybe we'll find out sometime soon. But the dangerousness of accusing your political opponent of having bad motives, mm-hmm. and if that's enough to overcome your core powers or any other limits, reactions, thoughts?
Yeah, so I think that you're raising a very difficult question.
That's the idea, right?
I mean, that is the idea.
Testing the limits of both sides' arguments.
And I'm going to say something that I don't normally say, which is that's really not involved in this case. We don't have bad political motive in that sense.
I understand that. I appreciate that. But you also appreciate that we're writing a rule for the ages.
Yes.
They don't have bad political motives. I mean, right there is a straight up. Right. They're lying to a Supreme Court justice.
Yeah, Dreeben's lying. We've already seen unredacted documents that link more to this. There's a lot to this story. You cannot trust special counsel or otherwise the DOJ because obviously the Democrats or the deep state, you can call them whatever you want, the uniparty in Washington, D.C. are controlling them. This is obviously politically motivated. They're trying to take Trump off the table from running because they know they can't beat him free and fairly. They want to cheat, but they also know that a lot of us are paying attention more than ever for the cheat. This goes on further. Justice Kavanaugh asked DOJ lawyer if Barack Obama should be prosecuted over his use of drone strikes against civilians. Now, we know that this happened. There was no doubt that he unlawfully killed civilians. But Kavanaugh goes on to say, how about President Obama's drone strikes? Of course, DOJ Special Counsel Dreeben said unlawful killing didn't apply to the drone strikes. In fact, that is incorrect. It was unlawful killing. Obama was never authorized by Congress or otherwise to use drones to kill civilians. Drone strikes are supposed to be limited to military engagement or civilians that have got involved in kinetic warfare or combat. So in fact, that isn't correct. Let's go on here, George, Media 5. I think you go into some detail here.
Here we go.
How about President Obama's drone strikes?
So the Office of Legal Counsel looked at this very carefully and determined that, number one, the federal murder statute does apply to the executive branch. The president wasn't personally carrying out the strike, but the aiding and abetting laws are broad. And it determined that a public authority exception that's built into statutes and that applied particularly to the murder statute because it talks about unlawful killing did not apply to the drone strike. So this is actually the way that the system should function. The Department of Justice takes criminal law very seriously. It runs it through the analysis very carefully with established principles. It documents them, it explains them, and then the president can go forward in accordance with it. And there is no risk of prosecution for that course of activity.
Thank you for your...
Someone was just asking, what's that can on your desk, Lance? So I'm going to explain to them. I was trying to type it. It is Original Glory Beer. Rat Dog will put the link in the chat for you guys. That's one of our sponsors. They're back. They had to change their name. It's real non-woke American beer. Brewed in America. Made by America.
And they've got a crowdfunding program. That link will be in the chat. You can get involved. It looks like a great return. They can't guarantee the return like any investment, but they have got a great plan of action. They've been working really hard to roll this out. Obviously, ever since the Bud Light debacle, the light beer industry is in turmoil, and there is a vast amount of financial opportunity in that. We're not giving you, obviously, investment advice because that's not what we do here on the Big Mig Show. I think you should look at it, decide for yourself. It may be an opportunity that you do want to get involved in. Of course, they sponsor us, so maybe we're jaded. George, jaded. I believe, and I'm going to say this online, a lot of people aren't going to think it's popular, after this event at the University of Michigan, Free Palestine, it seems to be their agenda that equals death to America. It's unsettling. I'm not going to make a decision. You know, we've stayed on the sidelines on this fight. We haven't really gotten politically involved. I'm not sure what to think on this newest information you found. It's a shocking flyer and a shocking event.
Yeah, I'm going to put it up so everybody could see. So, you know, I don't know if there's somebody behind this message that's intentionally trying to create conflict. I don't know. I'm not sure. It would seem that way. But in my eyes, in my view, if this is true, they're done up. That was a big mistake. They should have never did it. Done up. I feel bad for the people over there. With, you know, what they're suffering, but, and I'm sure those people that are there, not representing the Palestinian people here with this movement right now doing that, but he's calling death to America, the Big Mig, you know, everybody. No, now you've got to go. Now you're going to create havoc. No, this just ain't right. We ain't standing for that bullshit. Take that shit back to your countries. That's all I'm going to tell you right now, because it ain't going to happen.
Yeah, you want to know why? I don't like that agenda. The Middle East has always been complicated, but at the end of the day, when you start calling for death to America, our country, as great American patriots, all we can say is F no, right? There's no way we're going along with that. I'm not going to say that the people behind Free Palestine, this is part of their agenda. Maybe this is an undermining, maybe it's a psyop, I don't know. But I can tell you this, if this is legit, yeah, GTFO, and you guys know what that means. We don't need you here. We don't want you here. That's not what this country's about. We want legal immigration. We want people that want to contribute to the country and make the country great again. Of course, that's always been our agenda here on the Big Mig, to educate you and unify you. I hope you guys liked the show tonight. You got some back scene footage that we didn't expect. FlynnMovie.com, Spokane, Washington. You can go over to the FlynnMovie.com/TheBigMig. Let them know we sent you, not because we get any money for doing it. It's because we want to support outing the deep state and fixing this country. Rumble and Locals, we always appreciate our viewers on those channels. If you can afford to give us a financial subscription, great. We know it's a tough country, but go over there and hit the like, thumbs up, and comment button. Let people know about the Big Mig Show. You can find us always there on X. It's G. Ballantine, Lance Migliaccio, and the Big Mig Show. Follow us and give us your information. Let us know you want it. Join our community over there. We'll let you know about, we've got a ton of great interviews coming up. We're going to be doing it here on Larmble and Locals like we always do. At the end of the day, tip of the spear, edge of the knife. If liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear. George, last words for everyone.
Last words. There will be no show tomorrow night because I have a wedding to go to, so there'll be no show. We will resume the Big Mig Show on Monday. Lance, you can do the show by yourself if you want.
No, at the end of the day, I always need you, George. You know I'm not the production guy. He's being a smart ass at the end of the day. He controls the tools to our destiny. But guys,
what? Can't hear you.
Yeah, we are going to see you guys on Monday once again with a great interview. Dr. Lott, American author, will be on the show. We'll let you know over at the community on X. God bless you. God, country, family.
See you guys on Monday. Have a blessed weekend. Peace out. Gotta go. Set the rock star moon with them rock star dudes. Now we roll.
If we lose freedom here, there is no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Hear
gear up for your toughest jobs or your most rugged excursions. Introducing Sea of Mud Apparel, your go-to destination for clothing that embodies the relentless spirit of rural America. We were blue-collar before it was cool to say you work for a living. Let your clothes speak for you. Embrace quality, comfort, and the American way. Shop now at seaofmud.com.
Patriots, listen up. It's time to wake up and smell the freedom. Beard Vet Coffee is here to fuel your American spirit. This isn't just coffee. It's a battle cry in a cup, a declaration of love for the land of the free and the home of the brave. Crafted by the hands of those who've walked the walk, talked the talk, and, yeah, grown the damn beard. Vet founded, vet focused, and beard operated. This is coffee with a mission, a purpose, and a testament to the unyielding American spirit. It's a tribute to the tireless resolve that courses through the veins of our great nation. This is the taste of victory, the flavor of freedom, the coffee that stands as firm as our belief in America's destiny to lead and never to kneel. Beard Vet Coffee is more than a brand. It's a legacy steeped in the principles that make America great. It's for those who stand with pride under the stars and stripes, who uphold the values that light the torch of liberty for the world to see. So, are you ready to supercharge your day the American way? Beard Vet Coffee is not just a choice. It's a declaration of independence from mediocre mornings. Bold, brave, unbound, brewed for the American patriot. Beard Vet Coffee. Make your mornings great again.
Welcome to the next generation of warfare, psychological warfare. In modern conflict, the mind is a potent weapon. Discover General Michael T. Flynn's groundbreaking guide, The Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare. Unlock tactics, strategies, and the mindset to navigate this cognitive battlefield that we all find ourselves in. Equip yourself against manipulation and emerge unscathed. Unleash your potential. Order now.